bigot, but as long as people don't, support violent ways, I can listen to a right-wing person and try to understand what that person is saying.
What does Sufism have to tell us about death?
It doesn't believe in reincarnation, although there are lots of common points with Buddhism, with Taoism and Far Eastern philosophies. I see commonalities, but it does not believe in reincarnation. It sees it as a journey. Interestingly, in the Quran, the verb that is used is to taste death. And it has always made me wonder why taste, because you taste something and then you move on, right? You go on to the next plate or the next dish. So why that choice of word? I've always wondered. And I think the Sufi's understanding is similar to that. So they don't see it as an end or a full stop or even not as a major break, but as something you taste and then move on because you have to continue with the journey.
Elif Shafak, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Elif Shafak was Joan Bakewell's guest on Belief. The programme was first broadcast in December last year. Well, this Wednesday, New Year's Day, Joan Bakewell will be talking to the writer Ian McEwan, and that'll be at 9:15 on Wednesday evening. Just to add, you can hear all the programmes in the series again via the BBC iPlayer. The producer in Salford was Rosie Dawson.
Radio 3's Here and Now pays tribute to the late John Taverner with a concert of some of the last music he composed. The BBC Philharmonic is joined by Jonathan Lemalu and celebrated Taverner collaborator Stephen Isserlis, and we'll be hearing from fellow composer Judith Weir, as well as some archive interviews with Taverner himself.
When I first became conscious in Switzerland after I'd been ill, everything seemed to have vanished. I couldn't feel the God that I used to feel, and the way it came back, it came back in a different form, and it's much more now a question of knowing somehow where there is nothing, there is God. I think that's a Hindu saying.
Here and Now, this Saturday night at 10:05 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's a little after 9:30. And time now for another highlight from the 2013 Proms season, Radio 3's first ever Proms collaboration with BBC Six Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Royal Albert Hall.
I'm Tom Service.
And I'm Steve Lamacq. We are here to present the first ever collaboration between Radio 3 and Six Music. And of course, it is our first ever BBC Six Music Prom tonight. We will be featuring performances by Laura Marling, Keris Matthews, the London Sinfoniessa, and we have great pleasure in welcoming the Stranglers to the Royal Albert Hall, who will be playing very shortly. But before we start tonight's shindig, I guess what we should explain why we're here and how all this came about, because it was a couple of years ago when I became just a tad guilty about the fact that I knew nothing about the world of classical music. And I thought, I wonder if there are other Six Music listeners who feel like me, who would love to know more about the world of classical, but were too afraid to ask. So we got this man to come on. Tom Service joined us on Six Music, and this is how it all started.
The point about this was to go on a journey. I mean, over the last couple of years, it's been about, very simply, just exploring things that you didn't know and I didn't know. So the whole point is about making connections across musical cultures that we often divide. I'm getting there. I'm nearly there. I'm just making a very important point here, thank you very much, which is to say that all the thing that connects all the great music is not what genre it is, or not what you're wearing, or not even where you're hearing it. It's a spirit of adventure that goes straight to your guts, to your body, to your brains, and to your soul. And that's what we're gonna hear in every note tonight. Steve.
Yes. So, shall we start the proceedings? A band who have a wonderfully diverse back catalogue. They all came to music before punk happened, but as a band, swiftly outgrew the label of punk itself, because just like a lot of composers, they were railing against what was expected of them, I think. They represent for me a sort of perverse playfulness with pop music, wrapped up in that sense of always just being outsiders. To open the show with the London Sinfoniessa, ladies and gentlemen, The Stranglers!
William Trotsky. He got an ice pick. Now maybe she is born. Whatever happened to Kiro Lena, the great Amira, and Sancho Panza? Whatever happened to Shakespeare's up. They're watching over.
Live at the Royal Albert Hall. And the version of No More Heroes, arranged by Anna Meredith, with the players of the London Sinfonietta. Thank you very much. We'll hear more of Anna's reinterpretations of The Stranglers later on. We obviously have very limited time on this show to really explore the crossover between Six Music and Radio 3. Tom, what have we got next?
True, right, the next piece we're going to hear is the first piece of music that Frank Zappa bought. See those 13 percussionists at the back of the... There, exactly. See those 13 percussionists at the back of the stage? They're gonna play the first piece of music in musical history written only for percussion. Edgar Varese's Ionization for 13 Percussionists. Now this is, it may have been written in about 1931, but it still sounds cosmically contemporary, this. It was written by a composer to whom nothing was off limits. Rattles, bells, sirens, whistles, even a lion's roar. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for Edgar Varese's Ionization.
Thank you.
The pulverizing poetry of 13 percussionists of the London Sinfonietta conducted by Andrew Gourley, Edgar Varese's Ionization in the first ever Six Music Prom here at the Royal Albert Hall. Steve.
And that's what London at night sounds like in my head. Next, we are delighted to welcome someone who's proficient in so many things. She's an acclaimed singer-songwriter. She's a Sony Award-winning Six Music radio presenter. Ladies and gentlemen, Keris Matthews!
Good evening. We are all very excited to be here tonight. And given the chance to come and play for you, I was enjoying the decision of what to play. I have a very old book with me, and in the book are many, many songs, some of which were favourites of King Henry V. He used to dance to these songs in the 14th century. I thought, what better songs to bring to the Royal Albert Hall than a favourite of a king? If you get the urge to do-zy-do, don't fight it. Especially the promenaders. That's you guys, the Six Music audience. You are the promenaders. Don't let me down.
Thank you.
what I'm talking about. You would make the kings proud. I didn't say that at the time King Henry V was fighting a wangling dude, the Welsh warrior, while he danced with his convivial companions. Anyway, the next song we're going to do is a little less old. Not much. It was made very popular by a New Orleans musician. A very simple song, but very singable. You will probably know it, so again, if you feel the urge, don't hold back.
Matthews, ladies and gentlemen. Blueberry Hill, arranged for the London Sinfonietta by Mason Neely. We're just going to rearrange some of the stage while we're doing that. Keris, if you've got your breath back. Two very different pieces. Are those things which you've found along the years, down the way, or is that something you've spent some time looking this up?
Well, in the middle of my Stranglers records, I always had room for songbooks, and this one, which is from 1800, was given by a friend of mine, Jeff Tams, who's an antique book collector, and he handed it to me recently. So along the way, people have been very generous. I've gone to museums and picked up books like these, and I've been collecting songs from all over the world. So it's I find it so interesting, you know, because then you don't have to fight again. You know, when you listen to a great record, you almost have to match it or make it better when you're playing it. But if you don't know how it's originally played, you can make any noise and get away with it.
That's what that's what classical musicians have been doing for, like, centuries. Anyway, yeah.
Did you grow up in a house full of music, though? Did you do anything classic? Did you study classically at all down the years?
Well, I was a member of the West Glam Youth Orchestra as an oboe player. Yes, Commerce Glam.
The oboe union are in.
You watch the oboe players. We are a tribe, aren't we? A tribe apart. I've already been speaking to the oboe player here tonight as well. He has about 20 reeds. Now, we can talk about reeds if you want, Steve.
That's what, it's more Tom's line than mine.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Yeah.
No oboist will ever have a reed that they want to play that night.
Well, look, I think, Steve, can we move it on now? It's only, I mean, just whilst we're talking about reeds, actually, the next... No, Kerris, thank you very much. That's not right. Kerris Matthews, ladies and gentlemen.
Kerris Matthews.
Well, Reed sets us up quite nicely for the next piece we're going to hear, which is Steve Martland's righteously and joyously angry piece, Principia. Now, this is our tribute here at the Royal Albert Hall and the Proms to Steve Martland, who died tragically and suddenly earlier this year. But Principia, with its cohort of saxophones here, reed instruments, connection with the oboes, etc., is really a call to wake up to musical and social consciousness. So Andrew Gourley is now going to conduct the London Sinfonietta Principia by Steve Martland. Steve Martland's Principia. Andrew Gourley conducted the London Symphony. I absolutely love that piece. We have another round of applause for Steve Martland, please, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Steve, what do you reckon?
It's like a brilliantly, slightly, it's one step away. It's a frustrated club stomp, isn't it? But I think that's one of the things about Martland's music. It was always one step away, just one beat away from sort of the mainstream. Although, obviously, he worked with Spiritualized, who I saw play here once. One of the most ambitious gigs I think I've ever seen at the Royal Albert Hall. And released records on Factory Records as well, home of New Order and the Happy Monday. So yeah. it's another link between the two worlds.
For sure, absolutely.
Again.
Well, it's the whole thing, isn't it? I mean, there have always been these visionary musicians who've brought these kind of worlds together. Worlds that should never have been apart in the first place. that are coming together a bit tonight, Steve.
Yes, the London Sinfonietta will be back very shortly because we'll be hearing more from them when they return to play with our next guest, a singer-songwriter who's twice been nominated for the Mercury Music Prize. She won the title Best Female Solo Artist at the Brit Awards in 2011. More importantly, I think, and why we're so chuffed she's here tonight, her four albums so far show an extraordinary talent for storytelling, which is something which we have in common with our classical friends. She visualises people's emotions in an amazing way while also retaining a raw personal edge.
Who could this be, Steve?
Please welcome Laura Marling!
So your grandmother sounds to me a woman I would be proud to be. Then you say she reminds you of me. Every little boy is so naive. I will not be a victim of romance. I will not be a victim of circumstance. Chance is circumstance of romance. Or any man who could get his dirty little hands on me. No, no. So your grandfather sounds like me. Head up, shoulders back, and proud to be. Every little girl is so naive. Falling in love with the first man that she sees. Now, I will not be a victim of romance. I will not be a victim of circumstance. Chance or circumstance or romance. Or any man who could get his dirty little hands on me. No, no. Something other than regret. Pass me a glass and a half-smoked cigarette. I've damn near got no dignity left. I've damn near got no dignity left. No, I will not be a victim of romance. I will not be a victim of circumstance. Chance or circumstance or romance, or any man who could get his dirty little hands on me. No, no. Eagle, and you were dead. them are those people who don't lose control, who will never take a foot out of life. You might not care what I think, but you don't know what I know. And damn all those hippies who stomp empty-footed upon all that's good or what's pure of the world. You might not think that I care, but you don't know what I know. And bless all those mothers who do all they can just to take their faults out of the line. I might not know what it's like, but I'm glad that you know. Give me a minute there, just a minute now, it'll come back to me. I was so sure, but you freewheeling troubadour, you took my mind off the scene. And you know, and I know, I know, I know that you know. You asked me blind once if I was a child once. I said I'm really not sure. How can you know? How can you know? All it is you don't know. We were a pair once of so much despair. We were a child then, I'm sure. If we were a child then, we are children no more. Give me a minute there, just a minute now, it'll come back to me. I was so sure, but you freewheeling troubadour, you took my mind off the scene. And you know, and I know, I know, I know that you know. You know, you know, you know, and I know what you know.
Screaming at the earth for what it's done to one and all. You came here whatever you may hear or say, don't follow me. Thank you.
That was the mythic power of Greek composer Yannis Xenakis' Omega, his last ever piece, written in 1997 for these players, the virtuosos of the London Sinfonietta, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic performance. And they were conducted tonight by Andrew Gourley. Before that, we heard, of course, that fabulous set from Laura Marling and the arrangement of her track Breathe for the Sinfonietta and made by Anna Meredith, the composer.
And it was amazing, wasn't it? Yeah. Absolutely. It's a strange thing as we were obviously working out this idea, and we said to all the bands, you can rearrange your songs yourself, or we'll talk to Anna Meredith, see if Anna wants to work with you. Anna did, and they were so embracing of all the ideas that came back. It was almost like we were talking to the Stranglers earlier on, and they were talking about how it's almost like you can find an alter ego in somebody's song.
In the song, so that the rearrangements by Anna Meredith have created a kind of another version, not just another version of a song, another way of hearing
it. A version of a song which even the band sometimes doesn't know exists.
One of the things that in the Stranglers' next set, which is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, you hear at the very end a version of Golden Brown, which has already got some pretty freaky time signatures in it, yes? But there's something that Anna Meredith does in that thing, which makes it even freakier, as you'll hear. But I mean, I get that's part of the connections here, that all of these musicians want to, they want to push the boundaries, just as you want to push the boundaries in your show, and just as we want to do that on Radio 3 as well.
Yeah, it's very much like that. I think we're living in an era of a remix. Everyone's more willing, I think, to reinterpret their own music, and it's weird. You would imagine all the bands, we were saying this on the Six Music show just before we came on air, you would imagine all the bands would have said, oh no, don't touch my work. But it's not the bands who've had the egos.
You're right. Saying that classical music musicians have egos?
None of the members of our music community have had any egos when we've come to this.
Exactly. Well, look, the next piece we're going to hear is a haunted song by the Italian composer Luciano Berio. It's called O King, and it was written in 1968 as a memorial to Martin Luther King, who was assassinated that year. It's going to be performed by the mezzo-soprano Anna Stefani and five players of the London Sinfonietta. Look, Anna will just sing only two words in this 5 minutes of music, O King. Everything else you hear, all of the other text, is made from exploded fragments of those songs. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on stage mezzo-soprano Anna Stefani and conductor Andrew Gourley, Luciano Berio's O King. Thank you. Luciano Berio's O King. The mezzo-soprano Anna Stefani, Andrew Gourley conducted the London Sinfonietta here at the Royal Albert Hall in the first ever Six Music Prom.
And I think before we go, can we just say on behalf of everyone who's involved in tonight's concert, including myself and Tom, thank you for coming along tonight. Even on a school holiday, I know it's a school night for a lot of you, so thank you very much for coming, Royal Albert Hall. Thank you. We really appreciate it. But it wouldn't really work, would it? BBC Six Music and Radio 3 coming together, it wouldn't really work unless we get this man to introduce a rock band on stage. Now, usually if this was a rock gig, what you'd do, Tom, is you'd walk to the middle of the stage, you'd put your foot on the monitor.
Is that wise, really?
Bit of a swivel of the hip and shout the band's name really loudly. But in your own style, if you will.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, for one night only, look at that, the foot, the hips. Sorry about this. Thank you. For one night only, the ultimate prom superband featuring the London Sinfonietta and all those percussionists. No more heroes, as the song goes. There are now, ladies and gentlemen, the Stranglers!
Woken up, prayed for the rain. How many times have you seen the papers, a portion of the rain? Who gets to say? Who gets to work? Who gets to play? I was taught at school, everybody should get the same. How many times you've been told? You don't ask, you don't get.
How many liars have taken your money? Your mother said you shouldn't bet. Who has the phone? Is it always a man with a gun? Somebody must have told him if you work too hard, you can sweat. There's always the sun. There's always the sun. Always, always, always the sun. How many times has a weatherman told you stories that made you laugh? You know, it's not unlike the politicians and the leaders when they do things by heart. Who has the job pushing the knob? That's one responsibility you draw stress for if you're mad enough. There's always the sun. There's always the sun. There's always a sun. Always, always. Shoes throughout the night, no need to fight, never a frown with gold brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to a mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown. Golden brown dress through the ages. She's headed west from far away, stays for a day, never found a golden eye.
Strangler's classic hit Golden Brown, performed there by the band in collaboration with the London Sinfonietta in a new arrangement by Anna Meredith, commissioned for that prom concert. It was first broadcast in August. Well, our next return visit to this summer's proms is tomorrow evening, when the BBC Concert Orchestra treat us to a selection of great British film scores from Adinsel, Alwyn and William Walton, among others. That's just after 7 o'clock tomorrow night here on Radio 3. Jazz on 3 in a little over 20 minutes tonight, a performance by Wayne Shorter and his quartet at London's Barbican. That's at 11 o'clock. For the moment, a composer who featured in this year's proms focus on Polish music and, by the way, the centenary of whose birth arrives next year. Mention the name Panofnik nowadays and thoughts will probably turn to Roxana Panofnik. These sounds, though, were created by her father, Andrzej. His Sinfonia Sacra, written in 1963, is a tribute to Poland's millennium of Christianity and statehood, and the music based on the first known hymn in the Polish language. Panofnik mentioned elements in the symphony of battlefield and prayer, as he put it himself, two elements that dominated Polish life throughout all the thousand years of its tragic history. But what a magnificently positive piece this Sinfonia Sacra is. Its opening fanfares coming at you from all sides and returning at the close to raise the hymn up to the stars. Panofnik himself here in 1987 conducting the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra.
Thank you. Andrzej Pandufnik, his Sinfonia Sacra, music written in 1963 by a Pole living in Britain as an expression of his religious and patriotic feelings towards his country of birth. Pandufnik himself there conducting the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra, the recording made in 1987. And as I say, 2014 will be the centenary of his birth. It'll also be the 150th anniversary of the birth of Richard Strauss.
Two operas from Covent Garden on BBC Radio 3, launching our year-long celebration of the music of Richard Strauss. Strauss 150. Beginning with René Fleming in the composer's final opera, Capriccio. And as part of our Music on the Brink season, Elektra. Strauss at the Royal Opera House on BBC Radio 3. Saturday and Monday evenings at 7:30.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:01. And now Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson.
Hello and welcome along to Jazz on 3. I hope you're enjoying some time off. Who knows, maybe you're stumbling across us for the first time ever. Well, it's a good night to join because tonight I'm bringing you a selection of just a few of Jazz on 3's best concert and session recordings of the last year, including something new and very special. Wayne Shorter and his quartet recorded at the recent London Jazz Festival. That's coming up in around about 50 minutes' time. Firstly, though, something to maybe get you in the mood for New Year's Eve. Influenced by both Henry Threadgill and the New Orleans Carnival tradition, this is saxophonist Tom Challenger's Brass Mask, recorded for Jazz on 3 at the Vortex in North London. Thank you.
Thank you.